Congressman John Larson. We've got him on our program. He's in here before and will be here again. Congressman, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad.
How are you?
I'm terrific. How about yourself?
We're doing well.
Congressman, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, as can be. I was very disappointed with the vote last week. I think it's a travesty that we would shift money to the wealthiest 1% of the nation. Brad, 444 people in the country will receive a tax break of more than $7 million at the expense of 24 million of their fellow Americans losing health insurance. It just is unconscionable, and probably why the Senate has decided, as the bill goes over there, to start all over again and not take up this bill.
But Congressman, and Congressman Larson is in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. Congressman Mike Huckabee was on Fox News last night, and he said it's time that our politicians come clean with the American people and say
absolutely
that health care costs are never going to go down with technology, and the costs of health care, they're going to continue to rise. So how do we handle that problem?
Well, you handle it by working across the other side of the aisle and working together. You don't go off on your own and get a bill that has no score, have nobody read it, and then pass the bill, jam it through, and then find out that no one in the Senate is going to pick it up. We'd love to be able to sit down with them and talk about a number of proposals, including making the subsidies more generous for the working class. I am proposing a bill that would take Medicare to age 50 so that people would be able to access it earlier, and also make sure that in terms of catastrophic risk, we have the government standing in and acting as a backstop. I think these are some of the things that we could do, but it's a false equivalence, Dan, when you sit down and talk about a bill that was supposed to ensure everybody have greater access and be less affordable and be more affordable for people.
Say, Congressman,
instead we get a bill that cuts out 24 million people.
Congressman, don't I remember somebody by the name of Nancy Pelosi? When the first bill was passed, she said, well, let's
absolutely
pass it. Well, and then we'll find out what's in it. Didn't she say that?
Yes, she did. And she was wrong to say it, Brad. But that's not what transpired. That bill took over a year to pass. More than 121 amendments were offered by the Republican Party. None of them voted for the bill in the final analysis, but at least they got to offer amendments. At least they got to see the bill, too. And that bill was debated over almost a two-year period. All the various committees had it. This bill didn't even touch in a committee. It went right to the floor. This wasn't anything to do with health care, Brad. This had everything to do with tax cuts and everything to do with checking the political bucket list and saying, we told you we were going to repeal Obamacare, and we did. And let's hope now that the Senate does the right thing, because this isn't a health care reform bill. Did anyone who passed that bill cite anything about how people are going to be better off and what they're going to get? And why is everybody from the American Medical Association, you saw the article in the Hartford Courant yesterday about our hospitals, about the AARP, about the Cancer Society, the docs, everybody who's had a chance to objectively look at this bill has said it's a sham.
Why don't we have the real conversation in this country, which both Brad and I are advocating? Let's talk about universal health care.
Yes.
We keep beating around the bush.
Yes.
Let's put it out on the table.
Yes.
Why can't we do that?
It should be out on the table. Medicare to age 50 is the start to get there, but it should start there. It'd be great just to have a hearing, Dan. It'd be great just to be able to discuss any bill proposal in the light of day with the full public able to lean in and listen. Now, we're having public forums all around. I was in Portland on Saturday, last night in East Granby, and tonight I'm going to be in Southington, again talking about the Affordable Care Act. And a lot of people come forward with a number of ideas. Many people have been talking about single payer, which is the same thing as universal health care. Many people talk about Medicare for all. I think we might have to get there in steps, but I think that that's the way that the nation is trending towards.
Now, Congressman, one of the things I hear from my conservative friends is, well, if the free market system were allowed to take over health care, costs would lower. So what do you say to that?
Well, if the free market had anything to do with the variances your health, that would be one thing. But the free market has nothing to do with what happens with people in the course of their lives, and anyone is subject to a catastrophic occurrence or waking up one day and finding all of a sudden you or a loved one has cancer. Those don't lend themselves to the free markets. And when those things arise, both you and Brad know, Dan, that you'll do anything on behalf of your family or family member to make sure that they get the attention and care that they need. And that's why you need the government backing up catastrophic care. That's why what Obama did in terms of pre-existing conditions and, most importantly, lifetime caps, lifting them. You know in your insurance policy beforehand, if you exceeded a certain cap, you could go into bankruptcy. People could take your home over a health care incident. The whole purpose of being a nation, the whole purpose of being a community, is that we come together and we're able to unite in a way that we've got one another's backs, and we do it in a sensible, affordable manner. And hopefully the Senate's going to make some correction. I see where they...
Let's hope. Congressman, we're out of time. We're going to get you in studio, though, because this is so important.
Absolutely. I'd love to come in and talk about this.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I want to get you...